Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll meet the CEO of Anu Family Services and tell you who they are and what they're all about. Plus, look at the need for foster homes. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Anu Family Services is in Eau Claire and other places in Wisconsin, as well as in Minnesota. They've been providing high-quality, innovative services to kids and families since the early 90s. They provide things like parent coaching, youth coaching, treatment foster care, and individualized trauma services. I spoke earlier this week with their CEO, Michelle Shipman, and asked her to tell us more about the organization.
Anu Family Services is a private, not-for-profit organization. We operate across the state of Wisconsin and into Minnesota. We've been around since 1992. We offer treatment foster care services and community-based services. Our community-based service array is designed to get kids home more quickly, keep them home and out of the foster care system if that's safely possible. We have a parent coaching program, a youth coaching program. We also offer psychotherapy and community-based flexible support services.
Now, more recently, Michelle, haven't I seen signs from Anu out and about asking people if they'd consider becoming foster parents?
Correct. So we recently launched a campaign, and you may even have seen yard signs or billboards saying foster parents needed, help us change lives. We, along with other agencies, there's an extreme shortage in foster parents, and so we're actively searching. In 2023, we had over 1,000 referrals, 1,094 to be exact, and we were only able to place 64 children. And so we are hoping to recruit more foster families so that we can place kids in foster homes that are in their community whenever possible.
Michelle, am I correct in understanding that both here in the Chippewa Valley and around the nation, there are far more children in need of a foster home than there are parents stepping up to take them in?
Yes, there is a nationwide shortage of foster homes. So it's not just Wisconsin. The unfortunate thing is when we can't find placements for kids in the state of Wisconsin, then our county providers end up having to look out of state. And that is something we're really trying to avoid, is having kids placed in placements outside of the state of Wisconsin.
Michelle Shipman further explains the current shortage of foster homes.
Well, the overall number of kids in out-of-home care actually is on the decrease. If you look at Wisconsin data, or childtrends.org has some great data. And so it's actually decreased, but the number of homes available has decreased so dramatically that that's where the shortage comes in. 10 years ago, we had three times as many foster homes as we do now.
So what do you account for that significant drop?
So we have two-parent working homes, smaller households, maybe less people owning homes, because you really have to have at least one spare bedroom to be able to foster. And you have to have fairly stable housing, too. So those things maybe have decreased. I look at the tiny house trend, and people have become more mobile and moving around. Those might be some of the things that attribute to less foster homes.
So what about if somebody does want to become a foster parent? What should they do?
So they could either go to our website, www.anufs.org, or they can call us at 1-877-287-2441. And we will start the process of getting their application going. We'll answer questions related to what does it mean to be a foster parent? What services do we as an organization provide? And we'll get them started on the process.
What is the impact of a treatment foster parent, in your opinion?
The impact of a treatment foster parent is more than just providing a home and a safe space, but it's about providing a lifelong connection for a child. So it's our hope that when kids end up in our foster care program, that our foster parents will not just get to know the child, but get to know their family of origin and continue to be a resource even after the child returns home to their family. And secondly, if the child isn't able to return home to their family, it would be our hope that they would be an adoptive resource for the child. So it's ultimately about creating a lifelong connection for a child. So we don't look at it as something that's temporary.
Do people actually get paid to become a foster parent?
Foster families do receive a stipend to be foster parents, and the stipend is based on the child's needs, and it's a rate that is set by the state of Wisconsin.
And what if the people already have their own kids?
That's absolutely okay if you have your own kids. Many of our foster families have a mix of foster and biological children and adoptive children in their homes, and that's what being a family is about.
Uh-huh. And will the foster family be able to help kids from their own area, their own community?
Yes. When our county referral sources refer to us, that is their primary goal, is to keep kids in their own community. And so absolutely, you can foster kids from your own community.
Talking to Michelle Shipman. She is the CEO of A New Family Services here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Michelle, what are the qualifications to actually become a foster parent?
So there are an array of qualifications which we can guide you through when you call to become a foster parent. But you do need to be at least 21 years of age. You would need to have space in your home for a child, so an extra bedroom. And a high school diploma. The rest of the qualifications, we can guide you through and answer questions. Sometimes people have questions about the setup of their home and their work schedule and things like that.
Will a prospective foster parent or family have a say in which kids do come into their home?
Absolutely. You absolutely have a say what kids come into your home, and we provide you as much information as possible about the youth, and we'll do an assessment to see which children could safely be placed in your home.
And what are the requirements for someone's house to actually become a foster parent?
So you can own or rent a home. As long as you have room in the home for another child and your home meets the necessary licensing standards. Most of those licensing standards are related to safety and health hazards, like having your water tested, for example.
So what about somebody, an individual or a couple, who says, boy, I don't think I'm ready right now to be a foster parent, but is there anything I can do to help in the meantime?
Yeah, so that's the case for many people, and many people become respite providers because our foster parents do need to take some time away sometimes, and having excellent respite providers helps our foster parents, and it's a great way to get your feet wet. And so respite just involves maybe having kids for a weekend when foster parents are away. And there's not quite as much paperwork for becoming a respite provider.
What training will somebody receive before and after they become a foster parent?
So foster parents receive approximately 30 hours of training before receiving their first child in their home, and 24 hours each year after. As I shared earlier, we also provide parent coaches to work with you. So say there's a challenging behavior and you need some assistance with how to manage that behavior. Our parent coaches work with the foster families to help guide them through those types of situations.
Michelle Shipman is our guest on Chippewa Valley This Week. She's the CEO of A New Family Services, anufs.org, anufs.org. A few more questions, Michelle. What support will somebody receive from a new Family Services as they step into becoming one of your hero foster parents?
So one of the most important resources that we provide is that we're available to our foster parents 24 hours, 7 days a week. So we're not just available from 8 to 5, and our new Family Services permanent specialists are assigned directly to work with you, and they will guide you through any questions or concerns that you have. So you have one person working specifically with you.
Will your prospective foster parents get periodic breaks for rest?
Yes, we offer respite care throughout the year to our foster parents.
What struggles should people be aware of that the kids will bring with them?
Children referred to treatment foster care typically struggle with emotional and behavioral challenges. There are specific treatment plans that are developed to meet the needs of every child in care. It's also important to note that the majority of the youth in foster care are not there because of their behaviors, but rather the decisions that the adults or caregivers in their life made.
Michelle, thanks so much for your time. Do you have one final summary statement for our listeners to Chippewa Valley this week regarding serving as potential foster parents with your organization?
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about the need for foster parents in our community. Please consider opening your heart and your home to youth in your community by becoming a foster parent. Again, you can call us at 877-287-2441, extension 2, or go to our website, www.anufs.org, to learn more about becoming a foster parent at Anew Family Services.
Anew Family Services CEO Michelle Shipman, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. For those interested in becoming a foster parent, joining the team, or accessing their services, again, we refer you to anufs.org, anufs.org, or to make a referral, you can call 1-877-287-2441. That's 877-287-2441. There's a great need for foster parents. Maybe you want to begin by serving as somebody who does respite for somebody who's already a foster parent. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.